Marshall in civil litigation, been an attorney for this court and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Today is Friday the 13th.
It's very scary.
Do you believe that something bad is going to happen today?
Jason saw his mother beheaded that night.
I don't need any more bad luck. Do you know how many mirrors I've smashed? If I see a black cat, I should run away.
Be extra careful on Friday the 13th.
You believe in things you don't understand when you
I'm terrified that I'm going to get stuck in an elevator and have to poop.
The boogeyman is real.
We're all going to die.
You believe in things you don't understand and you suffer.
Well, this is what fear feels like.
I will always remind you that you are a little fraidy cat.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
5 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kathleen Maloney. A dozen Russian intelligence officers are indicted on charges of hacking and interfering in the 2016 election. That has some Democrats worried about a planned get-together next week between President Trump and Russian President Putin.
If he and his team are not willing to make the facts of this indictment a top priority of the meeting with Putin, then he needs to cancel the Helsinki summit.
Yeah, Senator Mark Warner, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also calling on the president to cancel that meeting. Some workers at a southern school can pack heat.
The school board in Lee County, Virginia, in the southwestern part of the state, votes to allow a number of their public school staff to carry firearms while at work on school grounds.
Fox's Evan Brown. The program is voluntary, and anyone participating must have a concealed carry permit and pass certain tests. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Oh, here's something that young
Joey
will enjoy.
I've got a case of parascivitic triophobia. If you look that word up inside of the Wikipedia, it's the fear of Fridays on the 13th on the calendar. Maybe you've got parascivitic triophobia. I stepped upon a crack one time, my mother broke her back. I'd 7 years of bad luck after my mirror cracked. I walked under a ladder when it was Friday 13, and that's why my backpack is full of 20 rabbit's feet. Oh, I think I've got parascivitic triophobia. You should get real nervous if a black cat walks in front of you. When you spill some salt, you better throw it left and back of you. Yes, I've got the parascivitic triophobia.
Parascivitic triophobia. There's a lot of it going around today. You know, the only thing you can point at and say, well, actually, for me, we needed the rain.
Well, and trixodexophobia is just weird to me. Like hotels that it goes from the 12th to the 14th floor.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's obviously the 13th.
It's like, mind games.
It's stupid.
And actually, the first real cool apartment I had was in a 15-story building that was only 14 stories tall. From 12 to 14 to 15.
Yeah.
I lived on the top. It was great. It was nice. The coolest thing to be 20 years old.
Yeah.
And looking right down on my mom and dad's house from my little perch in the sky, watching the planes land at Midway Airport, feeling like I was on top of the world. And now I wouldn't go into that area without a machine gun.
See, and now all I can think about, because I'm preparing for a move, is that'd be one hell of a move, getting things up to the 14th, well, what was labeled the 15th floor.
That was the place. I told you the story about.
About?
Maybe I didn't.
Stella Watt was when you were much
younger. No, we're not talking about Stella Watt's boobs anymore.
I'd be happy to, though.
I had. Oops. Okay.
Who's
I had gotten, let's put it this way, very ill, and somebody called an ambulance because they were worried. And the ambulance comes to my apartment building, comes up to my apartment, and they agreed that there's every good reason to rush me to the hospital. I had quite a bit to drink and quite a few pills and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
The weird part was is that when they built these elevators for this apartment building, they didn't consider that there might need to be a gurney in there at some point. So they had to stand me up against the wall. Inside the
How did that feel?
I don't remember much about it, to be honest with you. But my friend that was there said, looked really weird. And vomit travels.
I guess you were all strapped in and like you didn't go anywhere.
No. In fact, when I came out of that one, I thought I was dead.
Yeah.
Because I saw all these ghostly white images going by.
Sure.
So I thought I was in heaven. But I wasn't. They were nurses.
Oh, they're wearing like white scrubs?
And I couldn't move my arms. That's why I thought I was dead, because they wouldn't move. I wanted to motion to them to call them over.
Of course you did.
Not for that.
Oh, sure, whatever you say.
And I couldn't understand. My arms were like paralyzed. But they weren't really paralyzed. They were strapped down.
Strapped in, yeah, I was about to say.
Just in case I had...
a violent reaction?
Well, harming myself. They wanted to be sure I'd be okay. Hmm. Not my finest hour at age 24. Trust me on that one. September 15th, 1977, and you were there.
20s are tough. I've heard the 30s are fun, though.
30s are the... Ed.
Hey. Cruising down the eastern bypass in the 18-wheeler. Oh, what fun.
Yeah, it is too right.
I had a question about the superstitious 13, and I guess I'm going to qualify myself as an old... because I do not know, and maybe you do, or Joey, what is the deal with the bumper stickers that have 13 on them? What does that mean? 13.1? Do you have any idea? Because I sure don't know it. I see them all over the place.
13.1 bumper stickers?
Yeah, 13, and then I see some that say 26, so that's, I guess that's 13 twice.
I honestly don't.
Oh, okay. I just looked it up in the old Google machine.
There you go.
there are all. I guess it's like triathlon, Ironman things. I think 13.1 is like 13.1 miles.
Oh, that! Mm-hmm. I got a couple of those on the back bumper of my car.
Oh, my. So not connected to the superstitious 13, then.
No, not at all.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That's half a marathon, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and Steve just called to confirm that.
Confirm. All right. Now that, actually, areas on the west side are still getting thunderstorms, and there's an airport weather warning in effect.
Do you think you could walk half a marathon?
Oh, yeah.
I think I could run half a marathon. I don't think I could do it very quickly, but...
Anybody that can climb up and down these stairs, what, 40 times a day like I do? So I've got buns of steels and hamstrings that are taut. Jack Ingram, that's where I'm going next. By the way, read that blog from DB Daily Update I posted on my Facebook page. It talks about Jeff Sessions being up in Maine, away from all of this Washington chaos. And... his recusal, man, that the more I learn about that and the damage that is done to the president and this whole, I mean, who's in charge of the DOJ? The Attorney General or Rod Rosenrat? That's what he is. Him and Stroke. They all have that smug, we're going to get you, we set you up. That's what all the libs are saying, that that Stroke really set up the people in Congress yesterday. Hey, if they had nothing better to do than scream at the guy for being a prick, that was fine with me. Arrogant, smug, piece of crap. That's why I love Louis Gohmert. Hey, did you have that same look in your eyes while you were sleeping with your lover? How did you look your wife in the eyes after that, Mr. Integrity, Mr. FBI? It had to be asked. Had to be said.
I had an agreement with my wife.
Yeah.
She knows what I do.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not what he said.
James Woods, man, delivered the tweet of the year. I put it on Facebook. I'd like to quote it accurately. So let me find a window that I can actually open up here. Facebook. James Woods is the best Twitter user in the country, without question. And it's not going to go to Truthfeed Swell. Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Glad we got that fixed. But basically, the bottom line of his tweet was, your wife, Lisa Page, and the FBI, you effed them all. Couldn't have said it better than that. Except he didn't say F. Any questions? Taking a look at this time of year. We're almost at mid-July. And that day, if you have somebody heading off to college, that day is getting close very quickly. Hang on one second. It's getting here quickly. If you need a vehicle for your student and you're on a budget, and you don't want to send them off in something that's unreliable, undependable, or that insults their dignity. That's why we suggest you visit Tip Tames at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Everything in that category. If you're shopping on a budget, cars under $10,000, they've got a great selection of vehicles there. They all look like they were made a week ago. The bodies are gleaming and in beautiful condition. The interiors are clean and pristine. But most importantly, that engine under the hood has passed muster with the Ingram team of mechanics. And when they sign off on it, they are saying to Mr. Ingram and upper-level management over there that this, we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. We can put this on our lot. It's earned its way in. And many of these cars can be had for under $50 a month. Take a look. Dozens of photos available inside and out of all these cars. And Tip Tames and his team will give you the most unused car shopping experience of all, as somebody that just walked into the room knows.
Oh, yeah. And do not hesitate. When you find one, you better go get it. Because I went to buy one for my daughter, and it was sold once I got there. But I found actually a better deal on a little Hyundai. Man, that is the sexiest little car.
They just added another Hyundai that just came in, a Hyundai Genesis.
Man, Greg, this thing, a grandmother owned it. And that's always a story, but it had been in a garage. Mm-hmm. Paint was perfect on it. It was 10 years old, had 38,000 miles on it.
Oh, man.
10 years old.
I thought we struck gold. We had a 10-year-old car with 41,000, so you beat me by three.
And I paid $6,000 for that car.
Wow.
That or is Sarah awesome. Did. She bought it.
Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or browse online with confidence at jackingram.com. Here's Doug.
Well, hello, sir.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't know if they sounded like Jerry was getting close on the 13.1 and the 26.2.
Yeah.
26.2 is a marathon, and a half marathon is obviously 13.1. But yeah, that's the old runner thing.
Gotcha. We hit, as Joey said, the Google machine told us what was going on with that, and we appreciate your willingness to jump forward and bring us up to speed. Thank you.
Well, anyway, no, I've been listening a while, and I really enjoy the show. I live in Northwest Florida, and I drive home every Friday afternoon, and I really enjoy all the comedy clips.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, we got some time for requests now at 272-9228.
You know, I don't understand the whole bumper sticker thing. I really don't. Like, I'm not knocking, like, I'm proud that I ran a half marathon. I'm proud that I ran a marathon. I'm proud that my kid's an honor roll student. All these things. Like, I'm a vegan. I'm a carnivore. Whatever the hell it is. I just don't get putting those signs on your beautiful car.
We used to do...
Why? Wear a shirt.
We used to do the bumper sticker thing in Florida, but it was for prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never put this commercial on YouTube. I've got it where we did this thing with Wendy's. It was my first TV commercial.
Yeah.
And we had this director who was really
on the sauce.
No, just he kept telling me, come on, and it wasn't my thing. Rick Shaw did the you know.
Oh, he wanted you to do the really wacky radio guy.
Well, no, he just he kept asking me, put your fortune sticker on your car. And he kept upping it. So by the time I looked like Charo doing the hoochie coochie with my put your fortune sticker on your car.
I've not heard Charo in 15 years.
They ran the Bee Jeebers out of the commercial and put my face out there in a big way. But years later, looking back at those, oh my God, how mortifying. My whole life has been at times mortifying, but we get through it. 517, we need a request. What haven't we played yet?
Any Mitch Hedberg?
Let's do some Mitch.
I could listen to some Hedberg.
I got that.
I could listen to some Yoga Pants.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's two winners right there. I got Mitch Hedberg. We'll go into the break with Mitch, and then we'll do Yoga Pants coming out. Now, you want, like, the one with, is it the Tim Hawkins?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want the safety dance parody. He wants the...
Oh, either one.
Yeah, we could do
You could both. Do a sandwich. You could sandwich the Yoga Pants on each end of
Where's
it.
The, here it is. Okay, I got Tim Hawkins. I got the other one out, too, just in case we have time to kill. I'm going to go down and see where this...
Traffic is terrible. 85 South, get off. From Perry Hill Road all the way down the 65 interchange. Dead stop.
Tell you what, let's get the latest from Rick Walker right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic accident on 85 northbound. That's going to be at milepost 2 right before exit 2 at Forest Avenue in Montgomery. Expect moderate delays there. 85 is still pretty hosed up from around Ann Street all the way down to the interchange. When you make the turn onto 65 northbound, very, very slow all the way up past the river and making the turn up toward Highway 143. Also on North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road, seeing some slow traffic there. 85 northbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, there's a slowdown there as well. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that happened at a strip mall at the corner of Ann and Chestnut Streets Thursday night. One victim has possibly life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Hyundai could be seeing major layoffs in the area if President Trump's 25% auto tariff goes through. Hyundai's labor union says the tariffs would hurt Hyundai's U.S. sales and jeopardize around 20,000 jobs at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery County. And the River Region United Way has announced it is adding three new organizations to its network of agencies for the first time in 12 years. The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Legal Services Alabama have all been added. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances. Up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit, zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes I make some money doing comedy. I made $3,000 opening for the Neville Brothers, and they paid me in cash, so I had $3,000 in my front pocket. And that was a bad situation, because I started to buy ridiculous shit. Like, I bought a snake bite emergency repair kit. that I said to my friends, don't even worry about snakes anymore. And then my friend stepped on a worm. I said, lay down. Snake bite emergency repair kit is a body bag. I was walking down the street with my friend and he said, I hear music. As though there's any other way you can take it in. You're not special. That's how I receive it too. I tried to taste it, but it did not work. You know how they call corn on the cob? Corn on the cob, right? But that's how it comes out of the ground, man. They should call that corn. They should call every other version corn off the cob. It's not like if you cut off my arm, you would call my arm Mitch. But then reattach it and call it Mitch altogether.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I have made it through many years in this time slot without having to play any clips from The View. And I got to say, I was tempted because Joyce Bihar got into with Meghan McCain on Troy Gowdy today in that hearing yesterday. But we'll pass. We'll pass. Weather has calmed down considerably, but you saw a good bit of that while you were at 84.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Now, the funny thing, I left Pentlala, the sun was shining in Pentlala. Mm. Like I called you this weekend, and I got all this rain, and you got nothing.
Right.
We got zero down in that area. Mm. But coming back towards town from 65 headed, if you're on 85 headed south towards 65, please get off. Find another route. I mean, it was just bumper to dad blame bumper.
I was shocked. I mean, because Rosie's at our house, her buddy Rosie. Roz is having a rough day, so she's helping out. We really appreciate her friendship. And she was sending me pictures of the rain gauge. I am digital rain gauge boy first class. And it was going up like 0.3 inch every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And topped out a little over 2.41. And then a listener named Barbara called who lives not far from us. She had 3.7.
Wow.
So this was, and back, man, it looked like Hawaii 5-0 in the down behind the grassy knoll here in back of the building. It's crazy. You know, it gives me bad weather. It gives me a taste for great Mexican food. So I might be stopping by El Jalisco this evening. Is this Jeanette?
Yes. Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. You have some crazy weather over there earlier?
Oh, my God. Yes. It just started pouring out of nowhere, and then now it stopped. That's Alabama weather for you.
Well, that has now moved off to the south, so people have no qualms about stopping by El Jalisco tonight. First of all, let's begin with happy hour. Starts at 3, lasts till 7, and tell us about your drink specials.
We have, from 3 to 7, we have $3 margaritas, lime, and it's the medium ones. And then we have Bud Light and Michelob Ultra on tall draft for $2.99.
And it's such a friendly, lively place, and the service is so attentive and so good. What are some of the Friday dinner specials you'd like to talk about?
My favorite's the shrimp adobe, and it's the best cream cheese sauce that comes with it. And it's spinach and shrimp and bell peppers and all your good veggies for $10.99. You have the cheesesteak burrito. It's just a huge burrito with rice, beans, steak, and onions, and it's topped off with cheese dip.
That is
$7.99.
That's a personal favorite. $7.99, too, and man, that thing will stuff you.
And we have the nachos of Jalisco's, which is just a bunch of nachos with full veggies, chicken, steak, and shrimp for $7.99.
I'll tell you, you know, so many people, we just had a listener, I got a text from a listener yesterday who went there for the first time, sent me a picture of her plate and said, this was phenomenal. So
every time I recommend the shrimp adobe to someone, I'm like, it's amazing. And they try it and they just love it.
Can't go wrong. Look, if you love Mexican food, love great service, love incredibly reasonable, almost unreasonably good prices, try El Jalisco. Easy to find on Atlanta Highway right across from the Krispy Kreme. It's a long building, lots of comfortable booth and table seating and a staff. If this young lady's great spirit doesn't impress you in her demeanor, then I don't know what else I can tell you, friends. Try it once. You'll go back. We did, and you will too. Tell Monica, tell El Dimpalada, La Dimpalada, excuse me, that I said hello, okay? Really, just tell her that her old friend Greg said hi.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
Yes, bye, guys.
They're so cute. I hate to use it. Is that sexist?
No. Yeah, it really is.
Is that war on women?
Who cares? Yeah.
I mean, I don't want
apparently
you to,
not.
I don't want you to call me cute, though. What? Like, I think most young men don't ever want to be called cute.
Well, I wasn't going to call you cute.
That's like when a girl calls you buddy or friend.
Yeah.
You're toast. I mean, it's like, it's over.
Yeah, toast.
God, you're so cute.
It is over.
Give up.
We are at 5:34 already, man. I'll tell you, this afternoon's been an adventure, especially with all that weather coming through. That is now, most of the metro area is now in the clear from this, and there's no more behind it. But it could happen again tomorrow, right, Rich?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste. Takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a few accidents to tell you about. Taylor Road at I-85. We also have Pelzer at Coliseum, 85 North at Forest Avenue, and 85 North at Ann Street, and also Fairview at I-65. I can tell you that the traffic on 85 southbound is still a pretty hot mess all the way from Perry Hill Road down to the interchange. When you ramp around off of 85 on the 65 northbound, you're going to find slow traffic all the way up to North Boulevard and a little past North Boulevard. Also on North Boulevard up around Jackson Ferry Road, there's some slow traffic up there. East Boulevard not looking too good right around 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway is pretty backed up. We have an accident in the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, and we also have a lot of traffic from Vaughn Road up to the interstate on Taylor Road. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, busy afternoon. JJ, good afternoon. What can we do for you?
Hey, Greg, how are you? Good, fine, thank you. Where's the... talking about the rain gauges?
Yes.
Where's a proper place to put a rain gauge in a yard?
Away from... like, mine is... on a post.
In the middle of the yard?
Yes, it's next to our pool.
Okay.
But it's elevated about 4 feet above, so it's totally...
4 feet above?
Yeah, it's totally uninfluenced.
I know you don't want to put it under a gutter or where it's coming off the roof.
Right, no, that's what we did. It's on a simple wooden post.
Kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, it's sacred ground at my house.
Sacred ground.
Rich Thomas was there, yes.
Cool. All right, that's what I was... I got... My neighbor's got a pecan tree, and my other neighbor's got a other tree, and...
No, don't put them under trees.
No.
I don't want to put them under the trees. Now, I don't have much space to put them.
Yeah, well, listen to Digital Rain Gauge Boy, First Class.
Thanks.
Greg Boodle.
We appreciate the call, JJ.
All right, man. Y'all appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye. 539.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 366.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you
know. Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's damn good reefer.
That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it.
Give
trying
me
to
more.
Remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly. Money.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur line battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah, bow tie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No,
Pot's making a big comeback. This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do
again.
Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you do MP?
Yeah.
Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
I wish I could find people that could impersonate them so I could write a new script for Mayberry. It is 5:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Going screenless here for this call. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, can I hear some toast?
Yeah, toast.
Yeah.
In 4 minutes. 4 minutes, okay? Oh. And it's on. Appreciate the call. That'll be our last request of the evening, too. Good stuff on my Facebook page. I love this picture of Strokoff at the hearing. Doesn't he look like he's a mob boss?
Like, that epitomizes all of his testimony.
Yes, and Jolene Roxbury sent me a picture of him and Ted Bundy, and they are so similar looking. And I asked her to email me them so I could put them on Facebook. She hasn't sent them yet. But I got to tell you, it was, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Creepy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I was thinking.
And I love what James Woods said. Your wife, Lisa Page, the FBI, you effed them all. He sure did. All right, toast coming up in just a couple of moments. It's 5:46.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016, in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The storms that came through have left a downed power line at 565 Pike Road. Emergency units are on the scene. Take care if you're going through that into the woods. That's a downed power line, Pike Road. This is our last request.
All around
it's
the country,
toast.
Coast to coast.
People always say, what do you like most?
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez... Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm having trouble with my iPhone again.
Ask Siri to help.
Well, that's the trouble. I downloaded the Siri update, and now I get this.
What do you want?
What happened to Siri?
She changed her name. She's now called Surly. Surly, can you call my house?
Stop bothering me. My show is on.
Surly, please call my house.
Dave, please die.
See, that's what I get. And I can't figure out how to change it back.
Here, let me try. Surly, look up change iPhone settings.
Four brains. Give the phone back to Dave.
Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Surly, please call my wife.
What shall I call her? Slut. Tramp. Hooker. Skank. Snake. Skis. Skankadactyl. Venus guy trap.
Yeah, regular I'm just going to use the phone in that gas station over there.
The iPhone, helping you stay connected in a digital world.
It is 5:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Joey Clark Radio Hours. You know what I need you to remind me to do?
Okay.
I need to upload about 15 to 20 seconds of minuet music so that when I promote your show and I say it's 7 minuets away, we can hear minuet music.
I don't know what minuet music is by
name. Kind of a school did you... Oh, you went to that Catholic place.
I went to... in that Cal College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder you don't know stuff like... I knew all that shit.
Was that what, like, Lawrence Welk would play?
Oh, even... older than that.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
Does he need to get a bubble machine to blow behind
him? No, the
minuet
is what respectable people danced in the days. If you've ever been to Mount Vernon, you know what that is?
Mm-hmm. George Washington's place, yeah.
Yeah. They have a big room where the men used to go and smoke cigars.
And drink their brandy.
Drink their brandy, and... The ladies that they were with would be in a different room,
mm-hmm.
talking about girl stuff.
Right.
But then there would generally be a fiddler or two who would come in and they would play this form of music called the minuet. And it was respectable dancing. Not the kind of slow dancing you see today where the guy is butting his rear end out so she doesn't feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of. I'm a bit lost, but...
I just wish...
I don't understand the words you just...
I just wish there was a camera in here to see Greg.
Yeah, did you just...
Show you.
Did you just thrust on air?
Yeah. Not anything in particular.
You could have just said, you know, how people grind these days.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I didn't
women
need
wore the, look,
to see you thrust.
No, but women in those days, they wore these bustles.
Corsets and all that kind of stuff.
It had
stuff.
A lot of metal in it.
Hoop dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would move the organs. It was so tight.
You couldn't pull them too close because it was like hugging a basketball net. You know, just the right. rim, not the net, the rim.
Hugging a basketball rim, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still a little lost. And where were the fiddlers? Were they actually in the rooms or?
They were fiddling.
Up on the roof?
And all the other great drifters.
George Washington.
We're out of time.
Okay. Oh, man.
I need to remind everybody to try Georgia Floors Direct. That's my last command. If you can't get there this evening before 7, get there tomorrow. Whether you need a room remnant to redo, just a single room where it's gotten a little bit beat up, or you're looking at upgrading from one type of flooring to another, they've got it all. Hardwoods, tiles, laminates, the best in carpeting, and all at a wholesale price. They get high fashion flooring. This isn't the stuff that the manufacturers make and then can't move. They get Georgia Floors Direct, the latest in flooring fashion. So you're looking at today's finest flooring at a re-wholesale price, and then they arrange installation. I've watched. They've done several projects for me, and their installers are true craftsmen. They are amazing. It's amazing to watch people with a real old-world type of skill in action. And then at the end, you're a satisfied customer, and it's all Georgia Floors Direct from beginning to end. So see Jeff Mallinson and that amazing merry band of floriers on the boulevard across from Lowe's. They haven't messed with the formula that's worked for almost 50 years. And they won't, because they're smart folks. And please, when you visit Jeff and the gang at Georgia Floors Direct, tell them you heard about them here.
Quality stuff over there. We built an addition 10 years ago and put laminate on, and we got it from GCO and or Georgia Floors Direct, and it still looks brand new. With four children and 25 other kids is usually at my house.
Yeah, they're
running through it.
I do.
It's good stuff.
Do like watching people who have a skill I don't, and that's the fun part of it, because their outcomes, they're just precision perfect. No shortcuts. So Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Joey Clark and Company.
Yes.
I like that name.
No, and I was thinking, if I ever get more than an hour, I can't call the show the Joey Clark Radio Hour if it's several hours.
Clark and Company.
And there's Clark no time and limit. Company. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you do. You have different folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for rocket strapping my butt to success.
It was my pleasure to do that. All right, that's just a couple of minuets away.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry and the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fredmark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fredmark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-803.